it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Sean from Marysville is. Sean, are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Sean is so ready to go, Steve, so you better get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
What color flag is the signal for surrender?
White.
Correct. What is Mars' atmosphere mostly made of?
Path.
When what early 2000s year did Apple open its first retail store?
Oh, 2001?
Yes. What is the name of El Nino's lesser-known little sister?
Path.
How many states have more than one Major League Baseball team?
3?
No.
4?
No.
5.
No. What fruit did the French nickname the love apple?
Oh, gosh. Strawberry?
No.
Cherry?
No.
Path.
What alloy is comprised of copper and zinc?
Oh, my gosh. Aluminum?
No.
Path.
The Stonecutters are a fictional secret society from what animated TV show?
Oh, my gosh. Animaniacs?
No.
Looney Tunes?
No.
Zap.
Oh.
That was horrible.
No, you
that
know
was
what?
So horrible.
It could be worse. It technically could be worse. You got 2, but it's better than 1 or 0.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Good to be back. I missed you guys.
Did you?
No.
Are you ready?
Okie dokie.
What color flag is the signal for surrender?
A white flag.
Yes. What is Mars' atmosphere mostly made of?
Gas.
Can you be more specific?
Methane.
No.
Butane.
No. In what early 2000s year did Apple open its first retail store?
What early 2000s year?
Yeah.
2001.
Yes. What is the name of El Nino's lesser-known little sister?
El Nina?
No.
La Nina.
Yes. How many states have more than one Major League Baseball team?
How many states have more than one? 3?
No.
4?
No.
5?
No.
Damn
what
it.
Fruit did the French nickname the love apple?
The plum.
No.
The grape?
No.
The pear.
No. What alloy is comprised of copper and zinc?
What alloy? Bronze.
No.
Gold.
No.
Cubic zirconia.
No. The Stonecutters are a fictional secret society from what animated TV show?
The Flintstones?
No.
Stonecutters. I don't know. The Simpsons?
Yes. The Natchez Vidalia Bridge connects Mississippi to what other southern state?
Alabama?
No.
Arkansas?
No.
Texas.
Oh, Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, and that's a win.
Yes.
4-2. Sorry, Sean.
Thank you so much, guys.
Take
care,
Sean.
Thank you.
And someone texted in and requested that I play this as my new victory song.
Steve is cool. Steve is cool. Barrett has declared Danny is okay. Mom is too, but Steve is cool.
When you say someone, was that you?
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, I love that he has listened to the song enough times to be able to sing along with all the words.
Well, I wrote the lyrics.
So amazing. Mars. Oh, boy. Mars' atmosphere is mostly made of carbon dioxide. There are 8 states that have more than one Major League Baseball team. The love apple is the tomato.
Oh.
Copper and zinc will give you brass.
Why is that the love apple?
I don't know. We have to ask a French person.
Okay.
The Natchez Vidalia Bridge connects Mississippi to Louisiana. Congratulations, Steve. A win is a win.
I kind of like that song better than the new Limp Bizkit song.
I agree, actually.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Give yourself the gift of Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday starring, of course, Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, and more. Those tickets are on sale now for December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. There are times you might be doing your weekly grocery shopping and something just catches your eye in one of the aisles of your local supermarket and it makes you curious. What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
Steve, you brought a bag today.
I did bring a bag, you know, and it is the season because we're now in October. So when you think of Halloween, you think of Halloween candies.
Yes.
And I did come across a list of the most popular Halloween candies and then the least popular. So what do you think is the most popular Halloween candy?
I'm going to say Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Oh.
Taryn Daly, that's your guess, Danny.
I was going to guess the same thing, but in order to be different, I'll go with the Snickers bar.
All right, well, you know what's funny? You guys got number one and number two. Taryn Daly, you were right with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, frequently cited as the number one candy, and Snickers came in at number two as considered to be the best candy bar. Oddly enough, we were at Hobby Lobby, and I found a full-sized Good Bar candy, which I've never seen.
Really?
I always see like the little Halloween-sized ones.
I am with you. I don't think I've ever seen a full-sized one.
I have, but my grandma like was obsessed with them.
Oh, okay. So she had the in.
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think is the least liked Halloween candy?
I would say candy corns.
Exactly.
Well, that's number two. Number one is Circus Peanuts.
What the hell are Circus? The orange.
It's like styrofoam that's been coated with like orange.
You know what it reminds me of? Earplugs.
Yes.
Because they do have the orange earplugs.
100%.
I'm like, this is a Circus Peanut.
And oddly enough, they taste about the same.
Yeah.
So you're probably wondering, why am I bringing this up? Well, I was at Safeway yesterday.
Okay.
No.
And what I found in the bag, perfect for Halloween season. I've never seen this before. It involves one of the worst liked Halloween candies.
Oh, here we go.
Of course, it's candy corn, but it's not just candy corn. It's candy corn bark.
Ew.
Okay. You know what? I'm in.
All right, so
Darren's face.
It's white bark with pretzel pieces topped with candy corn and pumpkin spice flavored drizzle.
Not pumpkin spice, Steve.
I know you love the pumpkin spice drizzle. Perfect for Snoop Dogg and Halloween.
My eyes are already watering thinking about tasting this.
Why do you hate pumpkin spice so much, Taryn?
I just don't like it. It's the spice, Danny.
Well, fortunately for you, and this it's a resealable package, so after we try this, you can bring it home for you and your family.
Oh, that's Taryn so nice
Daly.
Of you. Very generous.
So, Danny, you believe you will like this?
Yes, I do, actually.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Look at the size of that thing.
She got the biggest one in the bag.
Danny,
yeah.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Ugh. Okay, it smells literally disgusting.
No, it doesn't.
This is what it is. The brand is called Overjoyed. I don't know if this is like the Safeway Select brand or something along those lines.
The crazy part is there were a bunch of different versions of this.
So I tore mine in half because I wanted to get a bite with the candy corn in it.
I'm going to take my bite with the candy corn too.
Yeah.
You have a lot of pumpkin spice drizzle.
I'm going to clean extras in case I got to.
No, what is going on
here?
I think Taryn's afraid that she might vomit.
I know. I think she is. Wait, are you a candy corn hater, Steve?
Candy corn is trash.
Okay. I think it's fine.
And I'm not like anti pumpkin spice. Like, I mean, if someone gave me a pumpkin spice latte, I'd drink it.
The candy corn thing is such a polarizing, it's up there with most of our hot food takes.
Yes.
And I don't get it because I'm just like, I get it. It's not the best Halloween, but it's also not terrible.
Like, I'm not going to throw it up
right.
If I eat it, but I'm not going to go out of my way. If someone had a bag of candy corn, I'm like, hey, pass it over.
Yeah. I think I'm good for like one candy corn tasting every year. And then I'm like, that was fine.
Well, this is the one for you.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
So I'm actually excited about the white chocolate and the pretzel.
Yeah, me too. All right. I see a pretzel in there.
All right. Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, my God. This is so bad.
It's not terrible, but I don't like it.
Mm-mm. I don't like anything about this.
Mm-mm. You know what it is? There's not enough savory in there.
There's not enough pretzel. Oh, my God. Are you going to spit it out?
I don't think she can talk.
Spit it out.
Spit it out.
I need my water.
Tell us what you're thinking right now. Because I'm thinking this is the worst thing I've brought in, and I brought in dog food.
I taste zero pretzel.
There's no pretzel.
There's no saltiness in that at all.
Look, I'm breaking it up. I don't see
it's any. It's way too sweet.
Look, there's a little pretzel. Is that even? Yeah, I found a little pretzel.
It's like one of those times, like when you think that like eating a full like tablespoon of frosting mm-hmm. is a good idea. That's the same kind of thing. There's no redeeming quality to this.
You need the pretzel because I just bit the very little teeny tiny piece of pretzel that's inside. Why are we also going skimping on the pretzels? Are pretzels that expensive?
I would not think so.
But I ate the piece that had a little pretzel in it, and that was delicious.
Okay, well, here then. This has a little bit of pretzel right here.
Try that.
Honestly, wow. Guys, I'm going to tell you,
I'm thinking class action lawsuit.
I don't think that I really like white chocolate very much either.
Oh, my God. Do you like regular chocolate better?
Yes, I guess.
Are you milk? Are you dark?
Yes. Yes, she is. You're just not white.
Kind of like your bears. You like black bears? You like brown bears? You're not a fan of the white bears, are you?
I think if I was to choose a style of chocolate, probably milk chocolate would be my jam.
So what you're saying is you're not overjoyed about the overjoyed candy corn bark.
I am underwhelmed.
Yeah.
Substantially.
Well, I'm glad that you were able to keep it in your mouth.
I tried. The Daily Mix Show. Do you think that you could name a song if you only heard 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see the World Fighting Championships at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, October 25th. Call 206-803-ROCK right now if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920. And keep that bark away from me, Steve.
You don't want some more?
No, thank you.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play too and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we have tickets for the World Fighting Championships at the Emerald Queen Casino coming up real fast on Saturday, October 25th.
Oh, damn.
Say good morning to our contestant, who is Dan from Seattle. What's up, Dan?
Morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
All right. Who's it going to land on? Who's Dan going to be working with? Will it be Tyron Daly? Will it be Steve Miggs? Dan, I'm here for you. Let's win these tickets.
All right.
Okay, Dan, here is your clip.
POD, Youth of a Nation.
Nice. They just covered a Beatles song. And apparently it's getting... POD did. I can't remember. I'll have to look it up and find out which one it is, but they just covered a Beatles song and it's getting like rave reviews from people.
Well, that's very cool.
At least people on the internet like it, which is rare.
Oh, that is very true.
Yes.
Dan's making it look easy, Steve. So here is your clip.
It's a song about crystal meth. It's third eye blind, semi-charmed life.
I love this song. It's so good.
It's so great. And then someone explains to you what the words mean, and you're like, what?
Like, it's a lot darker than I realized. But congratulations, Dan.
Yeah. Dan the man. Dan the man.
And I found the POD. It's Don't Let Me Down.
Oh, I love this song.
Oh, well, let's see if you like this version of it.
You know I love the Beatles so much. I'm like, it's fine.
They kind of let me down.
The Daily Mix Show.
Have we talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about? You can call 206-803-ROCK right now because we will check in with the Rockaholics after Led Zeppelin.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This morning, we received some texts and calls that we weren't able to get to at the time, but right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So please call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Earlier, Steve, we were talking about the prices of the tickets to go see the Mariners back home in the postseason right now.
Right, as of right now, they're at a very cheap $270-some for some cheap seats, all the way up to like close to five figures for some other seats as well.
Ouch, but yeah. Go Mariners.
You want to go to the Diamond Club tonight?
Of course.
I do.
But Kenny from Auburn, you want to weigh in on this topic. What was the expensive ticket that you purchased?
I paid $500 to go see the Seahawks beat Green Bay in the NFC Championship.
Oh, my gosh.
Brother, that game was amazing.
That game was awesome. And, yes, I was one of the ones that left early when we were losing and watched it from some guy's cell phone on the train dock.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
I mean, in all fairness, because the people sitting next to us did the same thing. They got up and we're all like, are you sure? Because that season, the Seahawks were known for like these improbable comebacks. Although I don't think anyone believed that they could come back from that game. But even still, we were like, are you sure you want to leave? And they're like, dude, the game's over. And I'm sure you and many others were doing the exact same thing.
Well, the messed up thing about it was I had one foot in and one foot out. And I went to turn around and the security guard goes, you got to leave. You already stepped out. I said, I have one foot over the line. Can I go back and watch the game? Because I heard all the cheering and stuff. And I was like, man, come on. You got to let me go back. And I thought about running, but there was about 20 cops standing about 10 feet away. And I was like, I'm not going to jail over this. So I just went out and sat in the train and watched the game from there.
Also, not to like run more songs. Like, also for that guy, like, dude. You see that I'm literally still here. Like, let me turn around. Like, that's a stupid power move
it's
on that guy's part.
It's just an invisible line, you know? Right. Like, let's not.
It's like the people sometimes like, when you go to, like, certain concerts and they have, like, certain lines for where you can't stand past. And if, like, your foot's kind of on the line, they're like, sir, you need to move your foot forward. And I'm just like, I'm trying. Like, you know, it's not that easy. You know, when there's other people, like, I don't want to get, you know, in trouble for, like, you know, rubbing up on a person because I'm trying to get closer.
Not that you experienced that recently at a certain venue.
No, not me, not ever. Got a text message. I was about some money that people spent for an event. Somebody spent $2,500 for a Kiss meet and greet, along with a front row ticket. Totally worth it, other than Gene flirting and flicking his tongue at my girlfriend the whole show.
Whoa. That's part of the package? Yeah.
What do you do in that situation? I mean, obviously, it's kind of entertaining, but at some point, you're probably like, hey, Gene, can you stop showing your tongue to my girlfriend?
I don't know. I don't think she's going to... I don't think you have anything to worry about. I mean, it's Gene Simmons. Like, yeah, he's cool. He's got a lot of money, but... Ugh.
You don't think he's on a hall pass?
No.
Yeah, you don't think on anyone's?
I mean, his tongue might be a hall pass, but not the rest of his body.
What about Gene with full makeup on?
He better have the makeup on.
Yeah.
I can't handle Gene without the makeup.
Yeah, I'm not giving a hall pass to somebody for Gene without the makeup. I'd be like, dude, you can't do that to
you
me.
You can do better.
Right. Somebody texted and said, hey, have you guys tried or seen the new Skittles Popped? They're freeze-dried from Lakewood Larry. Yeah.
Well, we had something like that. It looks like we ate them all.
I just ate the last two.
What? It's like the freeze-dried sour Skittles.
They're amazing.
They're so good. We got this bag at Mary Little Baker in Stanwood, so we might have to go back and get more.
This whole freeze-dried trend, I'm in for it.
It's so great. We also got the freeze-dried, like, trolley worm things, the sour worms.
Those are my favorites.
And Barrett really wanted to try one, so I pulled out my phone to record what his face would do. And, of course, he has, like, one eye that's just completely tweaking out. Oh, those are so good.
You showed me the video. I'm like, that's how I look when I've had too much, been under the influence a little too hard.
Just start one eye and everything?
I've got, like, that sour face going on.
I love it.
The one I want to try of the freeze-dried, which I haven't yet, is the freeze-dried ice cream sandwich.
What?
Have you not seen that?
Where do you get these?
I don't know, at the place where you get the freeze-dried stuff. Like all these random farmers markets. Like wherever, like, you know, people, like, they have like the 3D trinkets and then they have the freeze-dried stuff. I don't know.
So wait, is it actual ice cream or is it like dried out ice cream?
It's the actual ice cream sandwich. Like the, you know, with the chocolate.
And the vanilla in the middle?
Yeah. No, I get that, but, like, I just, because I like, sometimes they would do, like, maybe, like, freeze-dry the, like, the cookie part of it and then put, like, fresh ice cream inside.
I have no. This is all freeze-dried.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the entire thing.
I am very interested.
I don't know if it would be any good. That's why I like that. And they're not cheap. So I need to, like, eventually just, you know, just bite the bullet and get it because I want to try it so bad.
I mean, I feel like when we do this for What's in the Bag, it's going to be a grand slam.
You think so?
I do. I'm already very excited about
it. So what have you tried that has been freeze-dried?
Just those candies that I just mentioned. Yeah, I think that's it. Just the trolleys and the Skittles.
Uh-huh. Danny?
I've tried the Airheads and then the Trolleys, and the Airheads were not my favorite, but the Skittles are the best. Like, they are top tier of all the sour ones, not the regular ones.
Yes.
It's good mouthfeel.
Yeah, it is.
That's all that matters.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, I'm coming to realize that you may have been a party trendsetter without even knowing it.
That's what's up.
Something very popular now is something you did 15 years ago.
It's old news to me.
So what is it? We're going to find out at 9:50. Migs, sometimes I hate to admit things like this, but you are very on trend.
Thank you. I'm a trendsetter.
Oh, and you set this trend like 15 years ago, as I understand, something that now is very popular.
I'm excited because Ryan Castle is here, and he was there for the moment that I started this trend. Okay, I mean, it really didn't start this trend, but it was at my wedding, and I decided to...
I was hammered.
Damn it. Do you remember the weird thing that was at my wedding?
Besides me, no.
The magician.
Oh, yeah. That was a good call. That was fun.
Wasn't that awesome?
That was fun.
It was like a David Blaine-style magician. He was doing crazy stuff, setting things on fire. And I told him, I was like, just dress up like you're one of the wedding guests. And you're just walking around to random tables at our wedding and say, do you want to see something cool? I didn't want him to tell anybody that he was a magician. And I was watching him probably more than I was watching anybody else at my party.
Just geeking out?
Because everybody's reaction was freaking awesome. Because people were getting drunk and they were just having the best time with this magician.
Well, apparently now, hiring a magician for adult birthday parties is one of the latest viral trends.
This.
And this is thanks to, you know, TikTok and Google searches and all sorts of things. Magicians for hire are a big deal. And this is one at a 25-year-old's birthday party making two doves appear out of his hands.
Magic. See, I would want that at a party where it's like around like 1 a.m. and people have maybe made some bad choices with like what they're doing in life, and then bring the magician out to F with everybody.
And turn off the ceiling fan.
Okay.
That too.
Be great, though.
I'm in.
Okay, so we should get a magician.
We should absolutely get a magician.
You know my latest thing I want to do now? I want to get a guy that makes balloon animals.
Why not both?
You know, a lot of the guys who do balloon animals also do magic.
They dabble?
All right, cool. So maybe our next party. Can we have a balloon animal person at our next party?
We do it at the Palace Law Premium experience there at the Unwrapped.
I know a guy.
Who, Pat Palace?
Yes, Patrick Palace.
Yes, you might just see a magician or a balloon animal maker backstage at the Unwrapped Acoustic Holiday that we're putting on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena.
Patrick Palace makes balloon animals.
It's a side hustle for sure. Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood, Undead, and more, all performing acoustic sets Friday, December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. You can get your tickets at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is with us. Hey, look, we are both wearing beanies. Isn't that neat?
Tis the season. It's sweater weather.
I'm so excited it's beanie season.
Sweater weather.
Very happy about it.
Yeah, for bald people, not like you, but for Ryan and I, beanies are very important in the winter.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sunscreen in the summer, beanie in the winter.
Keep that brain warm.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law and the Kraken. They lost in overtime in Montreal against the Canadiens, which is their first loss of the season. Granted, it's only game 3, so they're back on the road again tomorrow. They're taking on Ottawa. And tonight, though, I think it's all about the Seattle Mariners for any Seattle sports fan.
Wait, what?
The Mariners are still playing baseball.
What?
Game 3, T-Mobile Park. They are 2 wins away from our very first World Series appearance. Also, the Dodgers, just 2 wins away from making the World Series as well. They're in the National League Championship Series. They beat the Brewers yesterday 5-1, and they're looking pretty fierce.
God, I'd love to see LA lose that.
Yes, likewise.
Same. Did you happen to see what this one pilot in the area did to show support for our Mariners? This is the King 5 report on it.
A Washington State pilot just showed support for the Mariners in the coolest way. A Reddit user couldn't believe their eyes when they checked flight radar this morning and saw this, a flight path in the shape of a trident over downtown Seattle. Go M's.
Usually people do that to make like the shape of a dong. So I thought that was pretty impressive that they went with the trident.
And who's
time.
The nerd that's checking flight patterns in the morning?
I didn't even know you could do that. It's pretty exciting.
Got my coffee, going to open up the flight tracker.
The games are officially sold out, but you can get them on a resale site if you're willing to fork out at least like maybe $275, as much as $11,000 to go to T-Mobile
Park.
Should
we go?
Yeah, if I had a plug shirt that I could wear behind home base.
you know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think about that part. First of all, that guy was kind of a dork for making that shirt. Whatever. Trying to be funny. It backfired. Cal Raleigh hit a home run while he was wearing it, but he also spent a lot of money.
A ton of money.
To sit in that seat.
To be to go viral for the worst possible reason.
Oh,
this would freak me out. I don't know if you guys ever been to the zoo. We see like the gorillas and things along those lines. But how about a 10-year-old gorilla named Denny scared a bunch of people over at the San Diego Zoo when he charged at the glass of the enclosure and it cracked.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Now, it didn't break through because the glass enclosure, they're thick enough. But still, they believe that it was like a charging display, a show of dominance or stress. I'm like, I'm out. I don't even care if we just got to the zoo. I'm leaving right freaking now.
That's I mean, I would probably soil myself. That would be extremely terrifying.
I unless you had video of it, that would be pretty awesome, though.
Yeah. Is there a video?
I don't know.
There is a video.
Of Taryn soiling herself?
Yes. Daddy, you still had that video from when we went to our radio convention?
It's on the OnlyFans.
Crazy.
There's a California driver who was pulled over in Atwater after officers spotted a handmade license plate on the car. The Highway Patrol praised the driver for being creative, but reminded the public that only state-issued plates are legal and that replacements can be easily obtained through the DMV if yours is lost or stolen.
Like handwritten with like crayons and markers?
I guess so. Not very well.
Okay.
I mean, couldn't you just at least like go to like a print shop, like a Kinko's, and print like a fake license plate?
A for effort.
I guess. Hey, as far as weather, we're in a high of 59 degrees. Going to be a clear day today. Let's go Seattle Mariners. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your morning 12-pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.